With your permission. The holiday that we're going into, that's called Sukkot, the idea of the holiday, where it says in the Torah, that's one of the few times in the Torah that the Torah gives the reason why we celebrate, why we do the thing. As the Torah tells us, the Chag HaSukkot that we're going to celebrate is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says in the Torah, "Basukot teshvu shivat yamim," you should dwell, you should sit in the Sukkah maybe that's what it means, 7 days. "Leman yedu dorotechem," in order for the generations to come to know. "Kiva Sukkot," because in the Sukkot, "Oshavti el bnei Yisrael," I put Am Yisrael, "Botzi yotam eretz Mitzrayim." The Torah tells us that the reason why we have to sit in the Sukkah is for us to remember that HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself put us in the Sukkah when he took us out of Egypt. Comes the Gemara and says, first of all, you should know, what do you mean HaKadosh Baruch Hu put us in the Sukkah when he took us out of Egypt? So one of the opinions of the Gemara, and that's the Shulchan Aruch brings the halacha, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made on top of us a special cloud, it's called Ananei HaKavod, Anan HaKavod, and that cloud was on top of us like a Sukkah, like a tent, like a roof. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to have this Chag, this holiday Sukkot. When you go inside the Sukkah, that's Halacha and Shulchan Aruch, after you do the Kiddush, and you should wash your hands, and you should eat a piece of challah, of bread, of pita, the size of 27 gram, and you should think in your head, I'm eating it, to remind myself about when we came out of Egypt, HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought a special cloud, and that cloud was over our heads, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants me to sit in the Sukkah to remember that cloud. So the first question is, Chachamim asks, he says, it's not the only thing HaKadosh Baruch Hu did to us. When we came out of Egypt, HaKadosh Baruch Hu also gave us daily, besides Shabbat, man every day. It was a very big miracle. Plus, also, we have the, we call Be'er Miriam, the well of Miriam. That constantly it was enough water in the desert from a special well of Miriam that walked with us 40 years. So how come HaKadosh Baruch Hu only wants us to remember or to do something to remember the cloud that was in the desert, and the cloud was watching us from heat or cold or rain, maybe other things as well. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu also should have asked us to remember the man for 40 years gave us the man. Should us remember other miracles happened in the desert. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants me to remember the cloud. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants me to sit in the Sukkah. It's very strange that Hashem wants me to remember it. So, if Hashem wants me to remember it, it's very nice. I'll make a picture, and in the picture I'll have a cloud. If Hashem calls it Sukkah, Sukkah, and I'm going to remember it. I have to make a Sukkah to sit in the Sukkah, and you walk inside the Sukkah and says, what are you doing here? What are you doing in the Sukkah? Comes the Gemara and says, you know, Sukkot really should have been, Chachamim said, that's the Gemara, the Medrash also. Sukkot should have been the time that we came out of Egypt. This was summertime, the beginning, Chodesh Nisan, right after Pesach. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to sit in the Sukkah in a so-called in the winter time. So to show that even though that it's not a normal thing that for a person to go to sit in the sukkah in the beginning of the winter, what we call, so we're doing it, why are you doing it? He says, to remember that Hashem, when He took me out of Egypt, He put me in something that's called the sukkah. I said, so Kadosh Baruch Hu wants me now to sit in the sukkah? Kadosh Baruch Hu, because Hashem made me a cloud, I should now make a sukkah. I should go into a sukkah, sit for 7 days in the sukkah. It says, well, I want you to remember. To remember, I remember. I can say a statement. I can make a picture. I can say something with my mouth. I don't have to make a sukkah and go inside the sukkah. And says, this is to remember the sukkah. To remember the sukkah, I remember the sukkah. Whereas Hashem wants me to sit in the sukkah. Not only that, over here is one of the few times, maybe it's the only time, that Hashem says, in a way, that the reason why we celebrate Sukkot is in order for generations to know. Leman yedu dorotechem. Just that the word yedu should know. Hashem usually does not use that. Hashem gives us a mitzvah. It says Hashem tells us to eat matzah on Pesach. Hashem tells us to blow shofar. It doesn't say in the Torah the reasons for it. It doesn't say in the Torah why we're eating matzah on Pesach. Yes, indeed, in the Haggadah it says why HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to have matzah on Pesach. Why Hashem wants us to have maror on Pesach. But you can't find it in the Torah, in the text. In the text, usually, most of the times, when Hashem tells us to do something, it doesn't say in the text the reason. Very few places in the Torah it says the reason. Here it does not only say the Torah says the reason, the Torah also says HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants me to know it. Hashem wants me, not that no, Hashem gave us mitzvah sukkah, and Hashem wants me to have mitzvah sukkah because of that. Hashem emphasizes in the Torah that the man yedu dorotechem, and I want the generations to know that I made the sukkah for you again. According to the halacha, according to the Gemara, it means HaKadosh Baruch Hu put a cloud on top of us. Not only that, the mitzvah sukkah by itself, as the first Mishnah in Masechet Sukkah says, this is the halacha, as a machloka in the Mishnah, how tall could you make the sukkah? So the halacha is, you cannot make the sukkah more than 20 amot. It means the height of the sukkah, if somebody wants to build the sukkah, there is a limitation on the height of the sukkah. You cannot make it as high as you want. I don't know over here what's the height of this room, but you cannot have more than 40 feet. Probably it's less than 40 feet here. But a person wants to make a sukkah, wants to make high ceiling in the sukkah. And this is the halacha. No, you cannot make it more than 40 feet. It's called 20 amot. It says 20 amot is about 60 centimeters. Machloket about it, but it's about, let's say, about 60 centimeters. Somebody wants to make a very nice sukkah, and he wants to make a very high ceiling. Says the Gemara, no, you cannot. No. Up to 20 amot, up to 40 feet, you're allowed to make the height of the sukkah. More than that, no. One of the reasons, says the Gemara, because it looks like a permanent house. What it means is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not want us to be in the sukkah as a permanent resident. What it means like this. Somebody decides that I like the sukkah very much, I'm going to move my furniture to the sukkah, I'm going to be in the sukkah forever. Halachically, of course, what it means is, no, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not want you to be in the sukkah as a permanent resident. This is a temporary thing. And that's what the halacha is, that the Gemara says, that if you're going to build a sukkah, that the height of the sukkah is 40 feet, it means from the floor to the ceiling, you have 40 feet. It means if you built it this way, in mind what you have is that you want this sukkah to stay forever. So it means when you walk inside the sukkah, you are in a permanent residential place, and Hashem wants the sukkah to be a temporary. That's what the Mishnah says. So on one hand, the sukkah is a temporary thing, and as well, This is not such a comfortable thing. Nobody can kid himself and says, oh, I love to be in the sukkah. You can't find people that really sit and dwell in the sukkah. It's not so comfortable. You can lie to yourself. Your living room and your dining room are much more comfortable. Much more comfortable. It's nice, you know, to go have a meal. But it's an obligation to go and be there. So Chachamim say to us, you know, how important it is. Some Chachamim say, you know, you have to really move your furniture there. But actually, you are temporary, but you're not temporary. This is what you have. Okay, you can't eat at home anything. As I said, Rambam, the halacha, it's better even if you don't drink water out of the sukkah. It says, this is my place. But it has to be temporary. But on the other hand, the temporary thing, the concept of this temporary is that this is temporary, but it's a tough temporary. It says bread and cake or anything that was made from grain that has like a shape of bread, like it's the cake of bread. Pita, you cannot have outside the sukkah the whole sukkah. You can't. You have to have it inside the sukkah. This is my house. This is my house, but it's a temporary house. In my house, I knew somebody that he used to move his dining room chairs and his buffet and all his furniture to the sukkah, Ibn Ibrak. He says, I don't go home. I don't go home till after Sukkot. He says, this is temporary. You just told me I cannot have it higher than 20 or more than 40 feet ceiling because it means this is permanent. No, you're not allowed to have it permanent, but you should take your furniture there and you should live inside there. He says, how far it is? Comes the Gemara, says, this sukkah has to be a beautiful thing. It says, the Gemara, in time of Gemara, they used to cook. And the pots used to be on the fire. And the pots used to have like black marks. Says the Gemara, you cannot bring those pots inside the sukkah. Says the Gemara, says, you can't bring a garbage can into the sukkah. It says the sukkah has to be neat and clean and smell good. And it says, listen, it's a temporary thing. You told me it's a temporary thing. So what's the big deal? If I bring my pot that has some kind of black spots and out because they used to cook on fire. No. It says out of the sukkah. It says you cannot bring dishes that not presentable inside the sukkah. And the sukkah has to be top notch, nice, beautiful sukkah. It says, listen, you just told me it's a temporary thing. The sukkah is a temporary thing. So what is the big deal about it? He says, no, it is temporary, but on the other hand, you have to make sure that you can be only over there, only for 7 days, and it has to be beautiful. Not only that, the idea of sitting in the sukkah, so we have a special halacha, that you don't have this halacha in any other mitzvah. For example, it's very hot, very hot. And the mitzvah to put tefillin. I don't know about tzitzit, but that tefillin for sure you have to put daily. It's hot, 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 hot. It says, I don't feel comfortable to put tefillin. There's no air conditioning right now. It's very hot. I cannot do it. I says, no. Sir, Hashem wants you to put tefillin. It doesn't say in the Torah, if you suffer right now from it, unless Chas Shalom, you're sick. I'm not talking about sick. I mean, it's not comfortable for me. It says, it's not the right and proper time for me now to put tefillin. It says, I can't concentrate, I sweat, I don't feel I'm up to it. It's no excuse. You have to put tefillin. It says, any other mitzvah that we have, it's the same halacha. You have to have matzah on Pesach. I say, listen, I don't like matzah. I cannot take it. I say, it breaks my teeth. Then I have problems with my stomach. I don't like it. There is no excuse. 27 grams of matzah you have to have. I say, there's no excuse for you. Unless you can say chas v'shalom, it's something else. Here comes the Torah, tells you to do other mitzvot. There's no, you can't find Shulchan Aruch. It's called mitzta'er patur. It says, listen, it's not comfortable. It's not tough. That's what the difference makes. Hashem wants you to do the mitzvah. You do the mitzvah. You can't say, I don't do it because, you know, I don't like it. It's hard for me. I suffer from it. You don't, no excuse. Sukkah is the only one that says, mitzta'er patur mi-sukkah. It means like this. Tam Shulchan Aruch says, you know, the mitzvah of to be in the sukkah is not just to eat in sukkah, it's a mitzvah to sleep in the sukkah. But only if you sleep well. Let's say you go to the sukkah, and, you know, it's not too bad. It's not comfortable. It's not comfortable. The Gemara says, you know what? If it's not comfortable, you don't have to. You don't have to. You don't have to. Go back home. Whatever, go back home. You told me the mitzvah is, that says the Rambam, says the Gemara, is not just to eat in the sukkah. The mitzvah is to sleep. How far it goes? Says the Gemara, I tell you what. Let's say you want to eat out of the sukkah, not bread and not cake, fish, chicken, some fruits, some vegetables. That's called achilat haray. That's called a temporary meal. It's a temporary meal, you're out of the sukkah. You're allowed to. Better not, but if you in a place, or it's hard for you right now, the sukkah is downstairs, you're upstairs, or you didn't have a sukkah in your house, you have to go to your neighbor house. I said, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Don't eat bread and don't eat cake. All the rest you're allowed to eat outside the sukkah. Again, it's not advisable, preferable, better, says the Rambam, says the Shulchan Aruch, that you should not even drink water out of the sukkah, if you could. But if you can't, it doesn't matter. That's up with the food. Says the Gemara, says Shulchan Aruch, you should know the same mitzvah is to sleep in the sukkah. It's not just to eat in the sukkah, it's a mitzvah to sleep. Okay. Let me ask you, says the Gemara. Listen, I want to take a little nap. I'll have a nap, 10 minutes nap. Halacha, Shulchan Aruch, you cannot. You cannot. But I'm allowed to have a temporary meal. I'm allowed to have a piece of chicken, a piece of fish, fruits, vegetables outside the sukkah. There's no problem. Even though there's a mitzvah to eat in the sukkah. Doesn't matter. Says the Gemara, eating the sukkah means eating. It's called achilat kveva, achilat kva. It means a meal. But if it's not a meal, so I am allowed to have it a temporary outside the sukkah. I can manage the whole week, says the Gemara. The whole week I don't have to eat in the sukkah if I don't want to eat bread and cake. Again, preferable everything in the sukkah. But if you don't want or you're not comfortable, doesn't matter. Eat wherever you want. I said, how about going to sleep? Says the Gemara, no, sleeping is no excuse. Sleeping? You have to sleep inside the sukkah. Temporary sleeping. 10 minutes I want to go. I want to take a quick nap. Inside the sukkah, sir. Says, well, excuse me. What do you mean inside the sukkah? You just told me I can eat anything I want outside the sukkah besides bread and cake. He says, how come I cannot sleep outside the sukkah for 10 minutes? What is the problem exactly? Not only that. You go to sleep, says the Gemara, and you know, I don't fall asleep good. I can't sleep in the sukkah. Go outside the sukkah. Doesn't matter. What do you mean it doesn't matter? Doesn't matter. You have flies in the sukkah. Bees, mosquitoes, flies. So I can't sit there. Doesn't matter. Go outside. I says, what kind of a mitzvah is this? So it means I have to have pleasure from the sukkah? Comes the Gemara, comes the Midrash, says, I want to tell you something. People think it's a shame, just tells them things to do without a reason. I got a reason for you. In case, Chas v'Shalom, says the Gemara, that on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided about a person that he has to go to exile. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, instead to fulfill his decision on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur that the person has to go to exile, and exile doesn't mean exile that he has to go to Sibir. Exile means that he has to leave his house. Something happened, he cannot pay the mortgage, and something else. So Hashem said, out of your house. Comes the Gemara and says, you know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has for you a solution. You should not be in this situation that I thought that I want you to be. So called HaKadosh Baruch Hu changes his mind. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you know what? Instead, you should go to exile, go inside the sukkah. The sukkah is your exile. So actually, now it's a new concept. He says, I'm going out of my house to the sukkah, so it's not comfortable. Nobody will tell you that he loves to stay in the sukkah as well that he loves to stay in his own house, because sukkah is not as comfortable. The Gemara says, it's true. Should not feel so comfortable, because this is substitution for the decision of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he, Chas v'Shalom, he might have made on you that you have to go to exile. And his decision is going to be sweetened by going to the sukkah. It means that Chas Shalom, if you know that if Chas Shalom, somebody in Israel, in, I don't know in America, but in Israel, they have Rabbi Grossman in Migdal HaEmek, and he is very good with the authority. And if Chas Shalom, somebody did a crime, even murdering, that's supposed to be in jail, he has kind of ties and agreement and connection with the court, with the police, and the government agree that whoever did anything wrong can stay in his yeshiva in Migdal HaEmek. He stays there, he cannot go home, he learns over there, he helps a little bit other things in the community over there. So that's how he serves his sentence as a jail time. So comes the Gemara and says, you know, this idea is sukkah. In the sukkah, if a person sits in the sukkah, that's what it means. It means if Chas v'Shalom HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants a person to go to exile, here you are, you go to the sukkah exile. It's, oh, sukkah, exile. How do you get this concept? Exile, sukkah. And Hashem changes it. And Hashem says, you know what? You go to the sukkah. What do you mean I go to the sukkah? So Hashem should send me to America. He says, why have to be in the sukkah? And the jail time is 7 days. And he spent 7 days in sukkah. And how much... really, how long did I have really to go to exile? Let Hashem find a substitute for that to go to the sukkah. It's also very strange that while HaKadosh Baruch Hu is talking about the sukkah, so we have a special mitzvah. It's called lulav. Lulav, again, a lot of mitzvot we don't understand what's going on. And you ask us, what is this? So there really is no reason for that. First of all, you don't see the word lulav in the Torah. You don't have this word in the Torah. The Torah says, kapot marim. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, instead to say the word lulav, he writes, kapot marim. Comes the Gemara and tells us, Moshe Rabbeinu told us, kapot marim means it's something that comes from a date tree. Hashem refers to a lulav. Again, lulav is part of a tree, of course, but this is before that thing that we call lulav becomes a branch. This is the way, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please, why don't you write in the Torah, lulav? Write lulav in the Torah. He says, no. Urkachtem lachem b'yom harishon. Hashem said, you know, the first day God take, pri etz hadar, a fruit from a citrus tree that's called pri etz hadar. Why don't you write etrog? Comes to Gemara and says, what did HaKadosh Baruch Hu mean? What is this? And he says, we don't know. Maybe this, maybe this. No. Gemara says, you know what? Hashem means etrog. He says, what would be wrong if Hashem would have written clearly in the Torah, take on the first day of Sukkot, etrog. It doesn't say. You can't find the word etrog in the Torah. No place. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, take a lulav. Again, Hashem does not say the word lulav. Hashem says, kapot marim. He says, what is this? It's lulav. So why don't you write lulav? Ve'anaf etzavot. A branch of a tree that so-called the leaves are very tight together. Of course, HaKadosh Baruch Hu refers to what we call hadasim. It says, what is the reason Hashem did not write in the Torah the word hadas? What do we have to learn to do? Is etrog, is it pri etz hadar? Lulav is kapot marim, arasim is it's avot. What? Why did not write the whole thing? Then Kamar says, Ba'avinachal. Okay, go take Arabot as well. I said, what's the reason for that? For what's the reason? No other reason. How far it goes? Sometimes the Gemara and says Shlomo HaMelech refers to it. And he says, Arba lo yadati. Besides, Shlomo HaMelech says he did not know and understood the reason for what we call the ashes of the red cow. And then the Torah itself says this is called a chok, it's a law without reason for you not to understand. Come Shlomo HaMelech says, you know what? There's two more things I don't understand. He says, the Shlomo HaMelech, Chacham Kol Adam. He says, I don't understand the whole concept of lulav. What is this that you take lulav, you shake the lulav? What is it shaking the lulav? Comes the Torah and Torah mix the laws of the lulav together with the halachot of the sukkah. And says, Ukachtem lachem b'yom harishon pri tzadah, v'smachtem lefnei Hashem Elokechem. Be happy with this. Shake the lulav. He says, what is really behind it? That Shlomo does not even understand what lulav is all about. The power of the lulav is so big. The Gemara says if somebody goes to sleep and he sees a lulav in his dream, it's a proof that this person is connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because the word lulav, you can read lo, lev. It says he has one heart to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that Hashem loves him very much. You see, lulav is a tremendous power. It says, what is the power of this lulav? And what is the reason HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he wrote it together with the mitzvah of sitting in the sukkah as a mix-up. When you read the Torah, you see it's a mix, HaKadosh Baruch Hu mixed it together. I come Chachamim and say the following. Comes the Gemara and says, the way it says in the Torah, Ulkachtem lachem b'yom harishon, you should take the first day. Says the Gemara, what do you mean the first day? It's not the first day. It's the 15th day of the month. It's Sukkot. He says, no. It's called Ulkachtem lachem b'yom harishon, harishon lecheshbon avonot. It means this is the first day, so called, that this is the first day that we do sins. Maybe that's what it means on the surface. So Ulkham says, what do you mean? It's the first day that we do sins. What do you mean the first day? So I said, yeah, you know, after Yom Kippur, everybody's busy with the sukkah and finding a lulav and a etrog. So he has no time to do sins. So where he's going to do sins? On Sukkot. On Sukkot he'll do sins. Just on Sukkot he'll do sins. Come Chachamim and say the following. You see, they always have to go back to the roots. And if you find the root, you know what is the concept that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from us. On the surface, you know, again, we sit in the sukkah, because Hashem wants us to remember that He is so-called made a sukkah for us when we came out of Egypt. I said, okay, let's go back. I said, why did you go to Egypt? That Hashem protected you and put a cloud on top of you when you came out. Comes the Gemara Masechet Nedarim and says, you should know, one of the reasons we went down to Egypt is because our grandfather, Avraham Avinu, said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu a sentence he should not have said. That sentence he said, Bama Eda Ki Rashena. When Hashem spoke to Avraham Avinu at the age of 70, it's called Brivet Namtarim, and he told him, he's giving us Eretz Israel, so we don't need our president to be in the United Nations to explain why we are in Eretz Israel. He says, we are in Eretz Israel. He says, Mr. Begin, Zichrono Levracha, used to say, Bekoach Hazchut Velo Bezchut HaKoach. He says, we have a Zechut to be in Eretz Israel. I was Zechut in Eretz Israel. It's because Hashem promised it to Avraham Avinu, and this is nothing to do if we capture it, Zionism, and because we have a good army. He says, Hashem gave us the land. Comes the Torah and says, you know, when Hashem told it to Avraham Avinu, Avraham Avinu asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu a question, how should I know? That's the simple explanation of that sentence. How should I know that really we own and we are the sole owner of Eretz Israel? That question should not have been asked. And because Avraham Avinu asked this question, we went down to Egypt for 400 years. That's what the Gemara says. So the Maharal says what it means is, according to the level or expectation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Avraham Avinu did not behave properly. And you don't ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how shall I know? What do you mean, how shall you know? You're talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and He tells you, you say, you want to know? What do you mean you want to know? Hashem told it to you clearly. That same sentence, the same word Abraham uses, and when he asks HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he says, "Bame aida ki rashena, how shall I know?" The Torah says you should know, you should sit in the sukkah. And Torah says, "Leman yedu dorotecha." He says, "I want you to know something. That actually, don't think HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you to be in the sukkah. He doesn't care less. And he doesn't care less if you don't remember why really you have to be in the sukkah, because Hashem made a sukkah for you. And Hashem doesn't want you to think that that's the reason that you sit in the sukkah. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't care. You don't have to remember. And Hashem doesn't get from it anything if you remember. And Hashem would never ask you to sit in the sukkah just to remember what happened to you. Since the Zohar, you know, the sukkah is actually like Noah's ark, like Tevat Noah. What it means is that if Chas v'Shalom will be a flood, a Mabul, it says the Kadosh Baruch Hu took Noah, put him in the ark and saved him. Comes the Zohar and says, you should know, sukkah is the same concept. While you are in the sukkah, it means you like in Noah's, you sit in Noah's ark. The same concept. What it means, it complied. What we said before, what the Gemara says, that if Chas v'Shalom, HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided that the person has to go to exile, Hashem, instead to send the person to the exile, Hashem puts him inside the sukkah. So it's for our benefit. It's a privilege to be in the sukkah, because actually what happened when you sit in the sukkah, you are hiding. But what you are hiding from is what all the Chachamim say, that's what it means. It means the man, you come out of Egypt. It says, I'm very happy that I came out of Egypt. I'm going to celebrate. It says, excuse me, sir. So first you have to know why you got to Egypt. It says, you got to Egypt because Avraham Avinu said something he should not have said. It says, what it means is that when I do something, I do it not because I think it makes sense to me. If that's what it is, so-called, we're back at the same place that Avraham Avinu was when he asked this question. You're not allowed to ask a question. When you ask a question, says the Maharal, it means you don't have emunah 100% in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If Hashem tells you something, you said, yes, sir. Yes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'll do it with love. But if you ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, listen, doesn't make sense. Why should I do this mitzvah? Why have to do this? He says, this is your grandfather's question that took us to be in Egypt 400 years. So what it means is like this. When we came out of Egypt, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the sukkah for us. He put a cloud on top of us. You know what it means. It means the Gemara says, the Torah says, in Sefer Dvarim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu protected us in the desert. That nothing should happen to us. It says, this is the whole concept of Sukkot. It's not that you have to sit in the sukkah to remember. It says, to remember what? It's to remember why you went inside this, inside Egypt. Why HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to make a sukkah for you. That actually, HaKadosh Baruch Hu watched over you and protected you is because he loves you so much. And he took you out of Egypt. He took you out of Egypt. In Egypt, you went down because you had lack of emunah, belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As the Gemara says, that most of us in Egypt, we did not just believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We also bow down to statues, idolship. And says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, nevertheless, he took us out of Egypt. He protected us from the rain, from the heat, from all the other entities, animals, human beings that wanted to attack us, that all the people that wanted to harm us, and says, Hashem protected us. And says, after Yom Kippur, you should know, maybe, Chas v'Shalom, says the Gemara, this is a gezerah on a person that he should go to exile. It says, Hashem is going to protect you. Hashem is going to ask you, you know, you go to Sukkah. It says, do you remember? You remember that I protected you. You remember that you really deserve to be punished, but, you know, I had mercy on you. You came out of Egypt. I was over you as a cloud, as a Sukkah. It says, sit in the Sukkah in order not to remember as what happened, as to remember what is really HaKadosh Baruch Hu can do for you in case, Chas V'Shalom, something not as good that you should expect from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to come on you, Hashem will change it by giving you a small punishment, so-called exile. I go to exile. So, what it means like this. Comes the Rashi, comes the Gemara and says the following. You know, every time it says in the Torah, the word to sit, it means a temporary situation. Lashon akava. What it means like this. Basukot teshvu shivat yamim, it says you make a sukkah. It says make sure the Gemara says the halacha is that sukkah cannot be tall more than 40 feet. It says why? Because the sukkah has to be a temporary place. It says, what do you mean? It says, how do you know it's to be temporary? It says in the Torah, basukot teshvu shivat yamim. It says teshvu means titakvu, it means you should be in the sukkah, but it's not a destination. It's not final destination. It says 7 days you have to be in the sukkah. It means 7 days of protection from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu protects us. It says after the 7 days, out of the sukkah. We say, I love it so much, you don't understand. This was like a punishment, but not a punishment completely. This is to show you that HaKadosh Baruch Hu protects you. As the Zohar says, it's like Tevat Noach's Ark. It says, I'm being watched by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the way my grandfather was watched in the desert that he came out of Egypt. Hashem protected him. It says the sukkah is not something that I have to remember, you know, Hashem made the sukkah for me. Hashem protected me. The same way Hashem protected my grandfather in the desert, Hashem is going to protect me now. So actually when I run inside the sukkah, it's a protection process that Hashem watches over the person. The same exact concept said the Gemara. This is the reason why you have to, when we shake the lulav, we have to shake it four sides up and down. Says the Gemara, what really you doing? What is this? The Gemara says, don't underestimate it. It says that shaking the lulav is so important that you have to think in your head that the lulav looks like a sword, and actually what you do is you are scaring the entities that want to harm you. It says, Ruchot Ra'ot, Tlalim Ra'im, says the Gemara. It says, the lulav is a tremendous power, but you're not going to know the reason for that. It says, Shlomo HaMelech HaChacham, Kol Adam, the smartest. It says, I couldn't figure out, what is this? What is this power of the lulav? Some Chachamim come down here and says, you know, the Gemara says that every grass that grows has an angel from Shamayim that tells him to grow. Omelo Gdal. It says there are four, maybe five things that grow from the ground. They have no angels. They are growing by the direction of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, by his supervision only. No angel is involved. It says those are the four things. This is the lulav. This is the etrog. This is the hadasim, aravot. It says as no angel. This direct supervision of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells you on Sukkot, listen, don't think that lulav is nothing. Comes the Gemara and says, I want to explain to you something, how important the lulav is. Yeah, now I go to the store, Judaica, my brother-in-law, Mr. Ruben Neovitz, he says, do you have a set of a lulav? About $20 you have. You have a used one? Recycled one? Maybe from last year you have something. Comes the Gemara and says the following. If somebody would ask us, you read the Torah, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us in the Torah, Vayasa Moshe et Yisrael miyam suf, says the Gemara, you know, after we took out from Egypt everything, each one had 90 donkeys full of silver and gold that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it to us because he promised Avraham Avinu, was something called Bizat Hayam, was something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us, that after the Egyptians drowned in the water, we found on the seashore, on the beach, jewels. Says the Gemara, how much did you find? Says the Gemara, much more in value what I have now on my donkeys. He says, why Hashem gave it to us? And the Gemara says, well, you read the Torah, Am Israel fought the giant Sihon and Og, also took loadings. Midian loadings. Says the Gemara, I want to explain to you something. When you follow the instructions of HaKadosh Baruch Hu without asking, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu opens in Shamayim the pipe of Parnasa for you. Says the Gemara, what is the reason that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us so much wealth in the desert? Says the Gemara, because it says, Ulkachtem lachem agulat hezov utvaltem badam asher basaf. It says, before we came out of Egypt, Hashem told us, you know what? But I'd like you to go and buy few little branches of what we call zatar. It's called ezov. And then you dip it in the blood of the sheep that you're going to slaughter. Says the Gemara, Hashem tells us, go buy that. I says, when you went and to the markets in Egypt and you bought this branch, that really you didn't understand what it is. That thing, says the Gemara, made you rich. Comes the Gemara and says, you know, how much does it cost, that what we call zatar, that ezov in Egypt? Says the Gemara, few pennies, nothing. Nobody wants it. And says, you put it in the soup. And says the Gemara, that little thing made you rich because you bought it and you didn't ask, why I have to do it? Why I have to go buy this, what we call ezov, this zatar, and dip it in the blood? And for this, I have to smear on the post of the door. If Hashem wants him to smear, you know, I have a brush. My name is Benjamin Moore. I have brushes. I brush it. No, sir. You have to go and get this ezov. Go to the market. Go buy this kind of leaves or branches. It's called zatar. And dip it in the blood. Says the Gemara, says, because you did not ask no questions, because you went and did it, Hashem made you rich. Comes the Gemara and says, well, I want to explain to you something. This same language that HaKadosh Baruch Hu uses in the Torah, what happened in Egypt, you became rich. Ulkachtem, agudat hezov, utvaltem, the word ulkachtem means go buy. Here it says, ulkachtem lachem b'yom roshon pri etzada. Hashem says, go get a lulav and an etrog. Says the Gemara, he says, what is Hashem wants you to buy that? He says, I know that lulav should cost more than zatar, than ezov. Can you imagine? We became rich in the desert from this small leaf branch of ezov. He says, with nothing. It costs few pennies, says the Gemara. He says, can you imagine you go buy a lulav? If you do it with the right idea, how rich could you be? Says the Gemara, you should know the lulav has so much power. But the idea is you should not know what it is. He says, Shlomo doesn't know what it is. Shlomo, he knows everything. He says, and a few things I don't know. One of these is lulav. He says, just lulav you don't know? No. The idea is not to know. Because Avraham Avinu asked, he wants to know something that caused us to go out to Egypt. Now we come out of Egypt, the idea is not to know. He says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants me, listen. Basukot teshvu shevat yamim. Please sit in the sukkah. Don't sit in the sukkah. It means temporary sitting in the sukkah. That's not your destination. It says you're sitting over here because it's like a punishment that you're going to fulfill a sentence that you might have been sentenced to go to exile. But it's only for a temporary thing. Make it that you like it. Don't sigh. Don't say, I don't like it. I don't like it. No. I know, you have to like it because this is how you're going to fulfill the punishment. If you suffer from it very much, it's called mitzta'er patur me'asuka. It says if you suffer, Hashem does not want you to suffer. Hashem wants you to enjoy what we call the sweet exile. Hashem wants you to understand that He protects you. You are in so-called in Noah's ark right now. You're happy, Hashem saves you. Noah also, Hashem could have saved him in a different way. Hashem locked him up in the Teva, in the ark, for 1 year, 365 days, he was inside the ark, serving animals. It says, but that's how Hashem saved him. And that's how Hashem saves us. You go to the sukkah. Says, you know, you take the lulav into the sukkah. You shake the lulav in the sukkah. It is so-called to overcome the entities that wants to harm you. It says, Hashem will protect you. It says, what does it do, the lulav? The lulav will make you rich. What does it do, the lulav? The lulav protects you. It says, I don't understand. That's the idea. Do not to understand. It says because Avraham Avinu wanted to understand, you went down to Egypt. You come out of Egypt, actually, you have a celebration, Sukkot. He said, what is it all about? So can I tell you what it is? We came out of Egypt, Hashem protected us with a cloud. He says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, why didn't you ask me also to remember you gave me in the desert 40 years man? 40 years you gave me water, free water. He says, you don't understand. It's not what Hashem gave you, it's what Hashem protected you. He says, the cloud is to protect you. He says, even though that the person, Chas v'Shalom, does not deserve something, HaKadosh Baruch Hu protects him. He says, the idea of Sukkot, says the Gemara, as much as you can be in the sukkah is better. Just not go eat in the sukkah 5 minutes. Okay, I had in the sukkah. You go back to my living room. You don't understand. Hashem wants you to be down there. And you have to feel comfortable. He says, I like this kind of idea that I'm being protected. I am in the Noah's ark. I'm being protected by Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's not that I remember, you know, my grandfather came out of Egypt. He was in the sukkah. He says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu would never ask you to sit in the sukkah because of it. For this, HaKadosh Baruch Hu would tell you, just say that. Zecher Yetziat Mitzrayim, you say in the Kiddush, it's enough. He says, Hashem wants you to know, Hashem, He protected your grandfather when he came out of Egypt. Hashem is protecting you right now. He protects you right now. And the proof for it, says the Gemara, is the lulav. He says, He's shaking the lulav is a protection, says the Gemara, Didan Natzach. Says the Gemara, to show that you're meaning. He says, you're holding the lulav. He says, how do I mean? If I take something that doesn't make sense, and I don't know what it does, and says the Gemara, that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants for me. Hashem wants me to follow the instruction. But it's not because He wants me to follow the instruction, because that's how I get from Him what He wants to give me. The same way He gave me in Egypt. In Egypt when I left, He gave me all the wealth. Extra, besides what He gave us in Egypt, this is because we went to the market, and we bought something that really has no value, but just because we had the emunah, the kavanah, to believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, He told me, I do it. And since I became rich, and since the lulav has the same tremendous energy and power, says the Gemara, that's how you become rich. And since after Sukkot, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to see if you are back to the roots before Avraham Avinu asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu a question he should not have asked. It says, by this, the Torah says, over here, it's almost never you find in the Torah a reason for a mitzvah, and almost never the mitzvah is leman yedu dorotechem, in order for generations to come to know. It says, why the Torah says generations to come to know? It says, because Avraham Avinu uses the same word, and he said, bame aida ki rashana, I want to know how come. It says, no. The idea is, says Dari, is not to know. Is to know that I don't want to know, I just want to follow the instructions of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Here comes Shlomo Melech, says, here HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us this mitzvah of lulav, and that's what the Gemara says, don't go and go, it says, I want a cheap lulav. It says, the idea is that I buy, and I don't understand why I pay so much, what's etrog? Big deal, what is lulav? Big deal. For this, what do you have to pay for this? But you just shake it for a few minutes, I have to do it. Says the Gemara, wait, you don't understand. It says, in Shei Yerushalayim, says the Gemara, in Yerushalayim, the people used to hold the lulav in the morning. They used to say the bracha on it in the morning, and they used to walk the whole day with the lulav. They did not put the lulav from the hand the whole 7 days, just at night time. Look, Artel Machem Bayom Arishon, says the Gemara, the mitzvah of lulav is a daytime. Says the Gemara, how long do you have to check it? 1 second, check it. Says, good, says the Gemara. Says the Gemara, it's true. But if you know the power of the lulav, you know the effect of the lulav, what it does to you, says the Gemara, they used to hold the lulav the whole day in the hand, from sunrise to sunset. Didn't put it down. Says the Gemara, that is the reason for wealth, and the reason for health is the lulav. It says in the sukkah, says Dari, in the sukkah you should say the bracha on the lulav, says Dari, go inside the sukkah, say the bracha on the lulav, because the sukkah and the lulav is the same concept. It says, that's what the Gemara says, if somebody goes to sleep and he sees in his dream a lulav, it says, very good, excellent. What's so excellent? It's in lulav, it means lo lev. He has one heart to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It means he is connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It means he is in that stage that HaKadosh Baruch Hu expected our grandfather to be, not to ask any questions. I believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and I never doubt him, and I don't have to know the reason. If he wants me to take a lulav, fine. But the Gemara will tell you the reason. But actually, you don't ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to explain himself. It says, this is the mitzvah of Sukkah, and that's what Chachamim said, Yom Rishon Le'avonot. It says, Kachtem Lachem Be'em HaRishon, comes the Torah and says, you know, come on Sukkot, and take the lulav, but take the lulav the first day, come to Gemara the first day, for the first of Avonot. Says Dari, what do you mean first Avonot? It means the first Jew that we had, Avraham Avinu, his first Avon, at the age of 70, he asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu a question. He says he didn't have no sins. He says, Avraham Avinu, what was your sin? He says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told me, he's giving me Eretz Israel. I ask him, how shall I know I'm getting Eretz Israel? You should not have asked a question. He says, you ask a question to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's no good. He says, for this we went down to Egypt 400 years. He says, now HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us this mitzvah, HaRishon LeChesbon Avonot, he says, to fix that idea. He says, how do you fix it? I go sit in the sukkah, listen, say, what, it doesn't make sense. Why are you going to sit in the sukkah now? You move your furniture to the sukkah. He says, they have to be over there. It has to be temporary. But on the other hand, it has to be something very nice. And it has to be something that I feel like I dwell over here. But I cannot be there forever. He says, the whole thing, it contradicts itself. He says, that's what Hashem wants you, to sit over there. He says, that's a lot of reason. But when you see it, it's called Zecher Yetziat Mitzrayim. Hashem protected me. Bizchut, the merit of Emunah that we have. That's what the Gemara says. HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us so much because we remembered when we left Egypt, we didn't ask no questions. Where are we going? Where are we getting to Israel? What's going to be? What I'm going to do over there? We just left Egypt. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that Zchut HaEmunah, that we left Egypt, that is how we corrected. So called, the Maharal says, the problem, if we say a nice word, if you're allowed to say such a thing about Avraham Avinu, that when he asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bamaida, how shall I know? Says the Maharal, it's called a lack of emunah. You don't ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how shall I know? And says HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to reach the level before that question. And when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a test, and we left Egypt, we have no questions. It says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, go take this agudat of the zatar. It says, what is the real, I don't need the zatar, I have a brush. It says, no, I didn't ask no questions. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made us rich. So the Gemara says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us mitzvah of lulav to become rich. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us mitzvah of lulav to protect ourselves. How does he do it? It's not your business. Shlomo HaMelech said, I don't understand it. It says, the idea, the destination, the goal is not to understand. It's just to have emunah. So the Gemara, b'zchut ha'emunah, because we have emunah, evo Mashiach v'ha'beminah.